This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about healthcare reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
As our world marches toward World War III, I've seen a strong uptick in the level of interest in iodine supplements, but there's been a lot of bad disinformation about iodine from a lot of iodine promoters. And I'm not going to name any names because I'm not trying to embarrass them, but a lot of them are being very dishonest, and somebody needs to tell the truth about all of this. And so I've decided to just do that in the public interest. I want you to be safe. And even though I do sell iodine supplements at healthrangerstore.com, If you want some, I'm going to tell you where they don't work. I'm going to tell you why iodine is being overhyped quite wildly by some people. And I'm also going to reveal why a lot of customers who are buying iodine have a deep misunderstanding about what iodine is actually useful for. So welcome to Health Ranger Science. This is another science podcast at healthrangerscience.com. And if you're wondering, what are my credentials to be able to talk authoritatively about iodine as a scientist? I'm the patent holder of a U.S. Patent Office issued invention for the removal of cesium-137 radionuclides from the human body. You can search for that on Google Patents or anywhere else. Just search for cesium eliminator, and you can read about that patent. I'm also the author of Food Forensics, which reads the number one best-selling science book on Amazon.com. And I'm the founder and lab science director of CWC Labs, which is an ISO-accredited, audited, internationally recognized independent science laboratory. I've also just finished a science paper that was accepted for publication by a mainstream science journal, and so that will be coming out soon, and I'll share that link with you on naturalnews.com or some other website as well. Okay, let's get down to it. So iodine-131 is the radionuclide that causes damage to your body, specifically to your thyroid gland, if you don't have enough iodine already on the receptor sites of that gland. So iodine, the stable isotope of iodine, which is typically 127, of course, it takes up all the receptor sites so that if you do intake iodine-131 following a nuclear disaster of some kind or a nuclear war of some kind, then that iodine-131 is not going to lodge itself in your thyroid gland and burn out your thyroid. Now, there are also iodine receptor sites on many, many other organs in the body, breast tissue, prostate tissue, kidney tissue, heart tissue, and so on. So iodine actually is a very, very important trace element for supporting your health. And if you don't have it, if you suffer from iodine deficiency, you're going to have some very, very bad effects, including goiter, for example, which is one of the main recognized diseases of iodine deficiency. And that's why they put iodine in salt to create iodized salt. So iodine does have a function, and it is useful for protecting your thyroid. And there are many different forms of iodine that accomplish that, including potassium iodide, KI, which is a combination of potassium, which has a positive charge, with the iodide ion, which is a negatively charged iodide, and those two combine, the plus and the minus go together, and you get KI, which could be called K plus I minus, or potassium iodide. And that's useful too. But other forms of iodine are also just as useful. They can, a nascent iodine, and there's just other, that you can get iodine that's bound to things other than potassium. And it all works. I mean, such as salt, sodium iodide works as well. There's not enough iodine in iodized salt to really have a big enough effect. They don't really put that much in it. But here's why the iodine hype is overblown. Because so many people that are promoting iodine are sort of implying that it makes you bulletproof somehow against radiation, which is nonsense. It only blocks the accumulation of one radionuclide, which is iodine-131. And that radionuclide only has a half-life of about 7 days. That's the physics half-life, not the biological half-life. The biological half-life is how long it takes your body to eliminate half of it from your system. And I'm not really sure what that is for iodine-131, but it's probably pretty short. Maybe a few days is my guess. I'd have to look that up to give you the exact number. But the physics half-life of it, which is the time in which half of the radionuclide decays into a stable isotope, is 7 days. Which means that in about 70 days, or 10 times the duration of the half-life, you've eliminated, I mean, it's decayed to practically nothing. Typically, when you're talking about radiation and fallout and so on, 10 half-lives is the duration in which it's widely understood that basically it's gone. So in 70 days, iodine is not a problem anymore, whereas cesium-137 has a half-life of 30 years, which means it's a problem for 300 years, three centuries of contamination of soil, contamination of cow's milk, contamination of the food supply, and so on. That's cesium-137. And iodine, as a dietary supplement, does nothing to block cesium-137. In fact, iodine doesn't block any of the other radioisotopes, such as strontium-90 or uranium-235 or 238 or plutonium-239, which has a half-life of 24,000 years, or even some of the other isotopes like cesium-134, which has a shorter half-life than cesium-137. So iodine-131 is, yes, it could be a risk to you, but it's not the big risk in a nuclear fallout event. And my concern is, you know, as a scientist, as a health a defender, you know, a life defender, as someone who's always trying to help people be healthier and survive, you know, even as a prepper, my concern is that people are buying iodine and thinking that that's enough. And it isn't enough, and it doesn't block, it doesn't stop you from inhaling radioactive dust that contains, you know, radioactive nuclides in the dust. It doesn't block cesium-137, doesn't block anything else. So that's the explanation that people need to understand. Now, the other thing is that I've seen a lot of promoters of iodine pushing, I guess, these crazy heavy doses of iodine. Again, I'm not going to mention names, but there are certain highly energetic, sort of crazy people who are out there screaming about iodine all the time and bragging about how much they take it. I think that could be misinterpreted by a lot of people to think that more is always better. That's not the case with iodine. Iodine is really a heavy element. It's heavier than cadmium. If you look at the atomic mass units of iodine, it's 127, which is interesting also because it's a prime number. You could talk about harmonics of physics and things like that, but it's just interesting that it's 127. That's the stable isotope. Now, because it's that heavy, it's a heavy element, which means it has a toxicity if you overdose on it. So iodine can be toxic in very, very high doses. It can cause problems. You can have too much of it. You can actually be, it's possible to be iodine poisoned, just like it's possible to be poisoned with water. If you drink a lot of water, like crazy amounts of water, you can kill yourself with water. Everything has a range of safety in terms of its dose. And for iodine, that range is very narrow. Unlike a lot of vitamins, for example, like vitamin C, which is water-soluble, very easy for your body to eliminate it very, very quickly. It's eliminated from your body in a matter of hours. You can take massive doses of vitamin C. Some people will take 20 grams, even 40 grams, 50 grams. I mean, 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C. People will take that. Some people, I'm not recommending that you do, but some people will take that when they're fighting a cold, and it can cause diarrhea in some people at those high doses, but it's eliminated so quickly that it doesn't cause long-term toxicity. A lot of people do mega dosing, it's sometimes called, of vitamin C. Again, I don't recommend you do that on your own. You should talk to a naturopath. You should figure out what you're doing. This is not about promoting vitamin C mega dosing. But vitamin C is so safe that you can, or people can potentially mega dose and not have problems like they would if they mega dose iodine. Mega dosing iodine is incredibly idiotic. Just like mega dosing vitamin D. Vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin. I take 8,000 to 10,000 IUs a day. That's not a mega dose. But if you're taking 50,000 IUs a day, every day, you're going to have some toxicity problems pretty quickly with that. Everything has a range of efficacy. You shouldn't be chugging iodine as if it's some miracle magic bullet against radiation. Number one, it doesn't protect you against most forms of radiation or most radionuclides. And at the same time, it has a toxicity that can kick in with very, very high doses. You see, a lot of these trace elements share that property. Copper, for example, it's a lighter element than iodine. It's like about half the mass, roughly. And copper can, well, copper has a very narrow range of efficacy as well. It's very healthy in extremely trace amounts. But if you take too much copper, it can become very toxic very quickly. In fact, one of my current theories is that people are getting way too much copper in multivitamins, which are loaded with crazy high levels of copper. And copper toxicity is associated with delusions and loss of cognitive function, insanity. And we're seeing a lot of people in our country going insane right now. And I truly believe that copper and mercury and aluminum are all part of the explanation behind why that's happening. But the bottom line here is, don't poison yourself in an effort to try to protect yourself, and understand the limitations of iodine as well as the efficacy of iodine. The limitations are very real. It doesn't protect you against cesium-137, but it does protect you against iodine-131, the radionuclide, the radioactive isotope of iodine. But that only has a half-life of 7 days. So, you know, really, iodine can be a good start if you know how to use it wisely. It is good to stockpile some of it, but it's not a magic bulletproof vest against radiation. So be informed. That's what I'm trying to teach everybody. Be informed. If you want to purchase iodine, there are many good sources. We test our iodine for all heavy metals, which is difficult, by the way, because iodine is kind of a very tricky element to test via ICP-MS. But we actually have a special technique for testing iodine that detects heavy metal content, and we are able to verify that our iodine is very, very low in other heavy metals that you'd like to avoid. And iodine can be contaminated with other heavy metals because it's usually pulled out of salt brines or deep salt wells or other sources that can also contain a lot of heavy metals. So if you want a lab-verified clean source of iodine, you can get it at our store, healthrangerstore.com. If you want to get some other source of iodine, feel free to do that too. I hope you support some of the other independent media companies out there. There are a lot of good publishers. There are a lot of good operations that are also offering iodine. Just make sure you do some due diligence. Make sure it's real. Make sure it's lab verified if possible. And just, go with a trusted source. But then don't stop there. That's only the beginning. It's only step one of nuclear war preparedness. If you want to survive the coming war, let me give you a couple of websites where you can trust me to give you the straight truth as I see it, as a qualified scientist on these topics. And we're also looking at adding, by the way, very high-end radiation detection equipment into our laboratory so we can start testing food for radiation, for radioactive elements in the food supply, which would tend to be a lot of cesium-137. So the websites to check are radiation.news, just like it sounds, very easy, radiation.news. And then nuclear.news covers more of the nuclear power industry, nuclear accidents, and things like that. Both of those sites are relatively new, so they're short on content at the moment. But we've just hired 4 more science writers. They're going to be covering a lot of research and a lot of news on nuclear power, nuclear weapons, ICBMs, North Korea, high-altitude EMP attacks, and so on. So if you really want to be informed from a source that you know you can trust that's going to give it to you straight, and I'm also even going to tell you what's bad about or where the products fail. Like iodine doesn't protect you from cesium-137. I'll be straight with you about that. So you can trust me to give you, the good and the bad news about every supplement. If you want all that, keep tuning in to healthrangerscience.com. We are independently funded. We don't take any money from the government. We don't take any money from globalist corporations. We're not tied into universities, which are corrupt, and they produce mostly just fake science. We're not tied into the mainstream media, which is also totally fake science. We are independent. We care about humanity. We are patriotic. We want you to be safe. We want you to be informed, and we want you to be healthy. So thank you for tuning in. You can hear more at healthrangerscience.com. Stay safe, everybody.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.